Jurors reached a verdict this summer in the killing of Trayvon Martin, the unarmed African-American teenager who was shot to death by a neighborhood watch volunteer last year in Florida. They acquitted George Zimmerman, but the controversy over that case, from racial issues to gun rights to the outcome of the legal process, remains. It will be the focus of a panel discussion later this afternoon on the University of Northern Iowa campus. Dr. Michael Blackwell is the panel's chairman and director of the Center for Multicultural Education at UNI. He joins me now from our Cedar Falls studio. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
The title of today's discussion is The Trayvon Martin Case, Did Race Matter? And, you know, race was front and center in so much of the coverage of this case right from the beginning. So, you know, it occurred to me that some people might ask instead, how did race matter, not if it did? So I wonder, Dr. Blackwell, why that particular wording?
Well, primarily because Trayvon Martin is an African-American and was walking in a neighborhood that was primarily not African-American. And I think that race is a part of it is because George Zimmerman, who is of mixed heritage, looked at Trayvon Martin as a particular kind of person. And I think that part of that kind of person was included the category of race.
As you mentioned, George Zimmerman was partly of Hispanic descent, and a lot of critics of the media coverage of this case have pointed that out. They've said that it got too much attention because the victim was black and the shooter was lighter skinned. But why do you think this case reached the level of attention that it did?
Well, because of certain characteristics of Trayvon Martin that were projected onto him, basically, by the media, but also possibly by Zimmerman himself, that he was wearing a hoodie, he was African-American, and certainly there's a disproportionate number of African-American males, youth, who are involved in the criminal justice system. And so because of that kind of presumption of the type of person that Trayvon Martin might have been, I think that race became front and center for this whole incident.
Now, Iowa remains a predominantly white state, 93% white or so in the last census compared to about 78% the rest of the country. So how do these issues of race that have been raised here, how do they play out in Iowa?
Oh, they're significant in Iowa, of course, because Iowa disproportionately incarcerates African-American males to the tune of being the first state, the highest state to do so in the country. And so, you know, we hear about, you know, black-on-black crime a lot. We hear and see black people in rather disparaging types of circumstances all over the media. So Iowa is no exception. And the fact that we have so few minorities in the state, yet we are number one in incarcerating them, it certainly does play a significant role here in our state.
Well, Dr. Blackwell, thank you for your time.
Oh, sure. I appreciate it.